It's time now for your letters. Last week, my co-host Robert Siegel sat down with graduating law students to hear their views of the recession based on their job prospects. Some have deferred work, others have taken jobs with the government, but most are not where they thought they'd be as they're finishing Georgetown Law School. While some of you had little patience for the students, Jim Bolender of Poway, California writes, "At least they have jobs or opportunities to go to, which is much more than many soon-to-be graduates, and lawyers wonder why so many people dislike them." And we got this from Alex Sherman in Los Angeles, who's recently been admitted to law school. "Being a lawyer is a privileged skill, and I frequently read about public defense programs around the country that are disastrously understaffed or under-resourced." Sherman's letter concludes, "I hope that the young people you interviewed recognize the power they have in their degrees, even if the monetary scale with which that power is measured seems to be changing." We've been checking in with small businesses this week, and yesterday I spoke with the CEO of a web firm in Santa Cruz. She said she has saved $20,000 a month by turning all of her employees into contractors. Mark Tadlock of Winston-Salem had this comment: "It would have been extremely instructive to have also heard from some of the independent contractors, rather than just the company woman who was overjoyed to have gotten rid of her HR and benefit expenses." And finally, our story yesterday on cockfighting in Haiti got a big response. Lisa Weiner of Salt Lake City had this reaction: "It infuriates me that NPR finds this type of story newsworthy. And it also saddens me to think that the money I've donated towards recovery goes to a country that openly supports such a heinous sport." You can tell us what you think about anything you hear on our program. Just go to npr.org, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and click on Contact Us.